The mustard seed and the leaven. He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and what, to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed it in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in his branches. And again he said, to what shall I compare this kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid it in 3 measures of flours until it was all leavened. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open us, then he will answer you, I don't know you, where you came from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught us our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I don't know where you come from. Depart from me, all workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourself cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, get away from him, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and at the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and that day following, for I cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers their brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
耶稣说：“神的国好像什么？我拿什么来比较？好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在园里，长大成树，天上的飞鸟宿在它的枝头。又比如，我拿什么来比拟神的国度？好比发酵的种子，有妇人拿来藏在面里，等面团发起来。”耶稣往耶路撒冷去。在所经过的各城各乡的地方传教，有个人问他：“主啊，得救的人多吗？”耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想进去，却不能。从主家关起门，你们站在外面叩门，并说：‘主啊，给我开门。’他们就会回答说：‘我不认识你们。’”不晓得你们是从哪儿来，这时你们要这样答：你们在他面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街道上传过教。他说：“我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的。你们这样作恶的人，赶快滚开！你们却要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都生活在神的国度里。”你们却被赶在外面，在那里你们就要哀哭切齿，从东西南北人不断的往来，在神的国度里面坐满，只要在后面的就会在前面，只要在前面的最终在将后面。正当那时，有法利赛人对耶稣说：“离开这里，因为希律想要杀害你。”耶稣却回答。你们去告诉那个狐狸，说今天、明天我要赶鬼治病，第三天我的事会成全自我。虽然如此，今、明、后我必前行， 因为先知在耶路撒冷以外丧命是不可能的。耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那些差遣你到这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀下庇佑，只是你们不愿意拒绝我。看哪，你们的家成为荒场，留与你们。我告诉你们。从今以后，你们见不得我，只等到你们说‘奉主的应当来领你的名’而得到称颂。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是“读经大讲堂”，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析。然后，English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第39讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summarize and analyze from the perspective of learner. And learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning, also problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on the related issue. Today is the 39th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to have a message in the comment area for discussion. So, well, first let's deal with today's personal study summary. Jesus told two short stories about God's kingdom. A mustard seed is very teeny, but when planted, it grows into a big tree with birds nesting in its branches. God's kingdom starts small but becomes large enough for everybody. Leaven is also very small. A woman hid it in flour. And soon the whole dough rises up. God's kingdom works from the inside quietly, changing everything. So, when someone asked Jesus, "Will only a few be saved?" Jesus answered with a narrow door. You must really try to go through for it. Later, the master shuts the door. People knock also say, "We ate with you," but he answered, "I don't know you." Knowing Jesus is not enough. You must truly follow with him. Then he said, "People, he will come from east, west, north, and south to sit in God's kingdom. Some who are last will be first." One warned that King Herod wanted to kill him. Jesus called Herod that fox. That means the sneaky but not powerful. Jesus kept healing people and he hiding to Jerusalem. Finally, Jesus felt sad for Jerusalem. He wanted to gather his children like a hen gathers her chicks. But they just refused. Their house will be left empty. Yet one day they will say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Then they will see him again. Now let Ingrid's sister make a go further summarize.
Hello, sister. You already have told the most important things. Something to mention again is that the mustard seed is so small that you hardly can see it, and leaven is a dove you can see neither.
妹妹你好，今天你已经把重要的事情说明，还有一点需要补充。荠菜籽非常小，几乎人眼看不见，面团里的酵母菌也一样如此。
The same was with the kingdom of God. People thought a lot of things that Jesus will be the new ruler of Israel on earth and things like that, but only a few understood that the kingdom of God begins invisible in their hearts.
神的国度也如此，人们想了很多，比如耶稣会成为以色列在地球上的新统治者等等。但只有少数人明白，神的国度是从他们的心里无形的开始。
Then Jesus talks about the narrow door, answering the question how many will be saved. He says it is not easy to find and to enter. We have to strive. When we see an empty door before our inner eyes now, we have to lay down a lot of things because there is not a lot of space to go through.
然后耶稣谈及窄门，回答了有多少人能得救的问题。他说：“这扇门不容易找到，也不容易进入。我们所有人要为之努力。当我们此刻的内心深处看到一扇空门，我们必须放下世间的俗事，因为能通过的地方并不多。”
So we have to ask ourselves what hinders me to go through. In the parable of the sower, we already heard about the lusts of the vanity and the sorrows of the world, who are like thorns which make the seed die.
所以，我们扪心自问，是什么事情阻碍了我跃进？在撒种的比喻当中，我们已经听到了虚荣的欲望和世俗的忧患，就像读到像荆棘一样，使种子最终枯萎死亡。
So there can be a lot of richness, like richness in wealthy sorrows and a lot of things of burden, which makes it impossible to go through a narrow door. We first have to deal with our burdens and the things like that, then we can go.
所以，人生中可能存在各种各样的富足，比如说我们有财富，又拥有了悲伤和诸多的负担，这些都可能使我们无法通过一扇窄门。我们首先需要处理好自己的重担，然后才能砥砺前行。
In the next verses, Jesus explains that being part of the kingdom not depends on be equating to him, but on delivering entirely over to him.
在接下来的内容当中，耶稣又解释，成为天国的一份子，并不取决于你是否认识他，而是取决于你是否完全信任、委身于他。
He talks in the text to the Jewish ones who thought and think that they are safe because they are children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他在文中对犹太人说，他们的过往和现在都认为。他们所得救是因为他们是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的子孙后代。
But here Jesus says a lot of people from the whole world will come to sit at his table. In other words, that the kingdom of God is for the Gentile who are discriminated of the Jews as well.
但耶稣这间却说，全世界其他人都会与以色列人同席而坐。换句话说，神的国度也属于外邦人，属于所有人。这些人也曾经像犹太人一样遭受过歧视。
When Jesus talks about the first and the last, he's talking about the Jewish who were the first and the Gentiles who are the last. But in delivering over to Jesus, we will become the first, and Jesus has a plan for the Jews in the end of the time, so they are the last who hear the message of the gospel once again.
耶稣谈到首先的和末后的人，指的是犹太人。他们虽然是先来的人，但是外邦人，他们虽然是后到的人，这并不影响当我们归于耶稣的时候，我们会成为先到的人。耶稣在末世里也曾经为犹太人预备了计划，所以他们才是最后听到福音信息的人。
The Pharisees knew that Jesus will go to Jerusalem, and they tried to keep him away by the argument that Jesus Herod yes. The Pharisees knew that Jesus will go to Jerusalem, and they tried to keep him away by the argument that Herodias is there. Jesus calls him fox, being aware that these Pharisees are foxes too, because they wanted to hold him away with a little trick.
法利赛人知道耶稣要去耶路撒冷， 就以希律王在那儿为由，想阻止他前去。耶稣却称希律王为老狐狸，因为他知道这些法利赛人也是老狐狸，他们想用这种伎俩来阻挠他的前行。
Then Jesus is crying over Jerusalem because he knows what will happen. He does not cry about his crucifixion, even he prayed some days later, asking the Father if there is another solution.
耶稣为耶路撒冷而哭泣，因为他知道未来会发生什么样的灾难。他并没有为自己钉在十字架上而哭泣，甚至在几天之后，他还上天父那儿去祷告，询问是否有其他的解决方法。
He is crying because he knows that Jerusalem will be destroyed and the Jewish people casted out for to be persecuted in all the world until the time we are living now, when they could go back in the year 1938 and found the country Israel again.
耶稣哭泣，因为他知道耶路撒冷将被摧毁，犹太人将被驱逐到世界各地遭受迫害，直到我们现在所处的时代，他们才能回到1948年，重新建立以色列这个国家。
But even they have their own country now, they don't have peace and calmness until that day when they will say, Blessed is him who comes in the name of the Lord, and they will look and cry about him they have tortured and pierced.
即使他们现在有了自己的国家，他们也没有和平和安宁。直到那一天，他们也会说：“奉主名而来是应当称颂的。”他们会仰望并为他们所折磨和刺伤他的哭泣而感到痛心疾首。OK，so、okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following questions can be very helpful to our brothers, also sisters, who have just become new Christians. The first issue for sister today. So, how's a tiny mustard seed like the kingdom of God? 小小的芥菜种和上帝的国度之间又有什么相似之处呢？
It is very small that you hardly can see it. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, too. It began in Jerusalem with a smaller amount of people and begins in the heart of the people who love Jesus with a very, very small longing to know him.
芥菜种非常小，肉眼不可见。神的国度也像芥菜种一样，它始于耶路撒冷，最初只有极少数的人，但也从那里开始接受他的教导，渴望认识他心中的一切。
Even we have today mega churches and we see the branches of the mustard tree, the amount of them who went through the narrow door and delivered over entirely to Jesus is small.
即使今天我们有了这么样的教会规模，看到了芥菜树的枝条，但真正能通过窄门并完全归向耶稣的人却是极少。OK，so、okay, well said. Next question for sister: What happens when a woman has lived in three measures of flour? What does that teach about God's kingdom? 女人把面酵发在面里面，结果会怎么样呢？而这个比喻教导我们关于上帝的国度又是什么样的道理？
First, you don't see the leaven because it has the same color as the flour. But when the dough is working and the flour becomes strong and more and the bread a good taste, when it is in the oven, you see that there is more than just flour.
首先，你看不见酵母菌。因为它和面粉的颜色一样，都是纯白。当面团发酵，面粉变得筋道，面包在烤箱里烤得香喷喷的时候，你这时就会明白，这里面不仅仅只有面粉的存在。Next question. So, sister, Jesus talks about a narrow door. Why is it so hard to enter in? And what does the door represent? 耶稣讲到了窄门。为什么进去非常难？这扇门代表了什么？
The door represents the entrance to the narrow way. When we entered the door, we still are not there, but we are going on the way to heaven.
这扇门象征着通往窄路的入口。当我们进入这扇窄门的时候，我们还没有抵达终点，而是踏上了通往天堂的入口。
The door is narrow because, as I already have mentioned, but we have a lot to lay down a lot of things there. Earthly treasure does not come from God being a money lover. The sorrows we bear in our heart, in our other words, everything that parts us from God.
正如我之前所讲，这窄门非常窄，因为我们必须要放下心中的很多东西，比如世俗的快乐，那些并非来自上帝的快乐，还有金钱上的亏损，以及我们心中背负的悲伤。换句话说，所有使我们与上帝隔绝的事物，我们要通通放下。Next issue, sister. Some people ate with Jesus and heard him teach, but still got locked out. What went wrong with them? 有些人跟耶稣一起吃饭，也听他教诲，结果还是被关在了门外。他们错在哪里？
They thought they will get saved because they are Jewish and religious. They knew about God and some of them the whole law in memory. But being saved does not mean knowing that there is God. Most all people on the earth know about God, but having relationship with the living God who created heaven and earth and his son Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit will save us and open the narrow door for us.
他们以为自己会得救，因为他们是犹太人，并且信教，他们也认识上帝。有些人甚至能背诵全部的律法，但得救并不意味着知道上帝的存在。世间几乎所有人都知道上帝的存在，然而唯有藉着圣灵的真正的本能与创造天地万物的永化的上帝，以及他的儿子耶稣建立起真正的连结。才能使我们得救，并为我们打开窄门。Well said. So next question for sister. What does weeping and gnashing of teeth mean? Why would people feel that way? 哀伤切齿的哭泣，这话怎么理解呢？人们为什么会有这样的感受？
It is the place of tormental. At the moment, the hell is empty, but the people who did not believe in Jesus and saved their soul in lifetime already are in a very bad place. At the day of judgment, they will be taken out there and thrown in the lake of fire.
这是你精神的归宿。此刻，地狱空无一人。那些生前不信耶稣、没有救赎自己灵魂之人，如今已处在极其糟糕的境地。在审判日，他们将被带出地狱，投入火湖之中。
We've seen the parable of Lazarus and the rich man a few episodes ahead, what it means to be there.
在几集之后的。耶路撒冷和财主的预言当中，我们将看到身处其中的含义。Okay, so next question. Sister, who are the people coming from east, west, north, and south to sit in God's kingdom? 从东西南北各方来到上帝国度里面坐下的人，都是什么样的人呢？
The Gentiles, in other words, people who does not belong to the people Israel, common people like you and me.
换句话来讲，就是外邦人，也就是不属于以色列民族的人，比如说你和我这样的普通人。Okay, so next question. Jesus said, "Some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." Give me just an example of that. 耶稣说，在以后的人最后也要上前面，先来的人最终要落后。能举例说明吗？
The first are the Jews because they heard first about God, the last are we, the church, because God has a deal with us now in the second place. Then we will go to heaven first. God will ha deal with the Jews again, and they will go to the heaven last.
首先是犹太人，因为他们最先聆听到关于上帝的信息，最后则是我们，比如说教会中的其他人，因为与上帝的现在与我们立了约，排在第二位，然后我们会成为最先进入天堂的人，上帝会再次与犹太人立约，他们最后也会进入天堂。Next question. So, why did Jesus call King Herod that fox? What kind of person is a fox? 为什么称希律王为老狐狸？狐狸又代表了什么样的人呢？
A fox is a very clever animal. Here Jesus called King Herod a fox because he wanted to put him on the same level as the Pharisees who asked him.
狐狸是一种非常狡猾聪明的动物，在这里，耶稣称希律王为狐狸，是因为他想把希律王和那些向他提问的法利赛人放在同一水平线上。
Both the Pharisees and King Herod wanted to kill him and did it in the end. The fox here is in contrast to the hen, too. A fox will kill a hen, and so Jesus preached about his death once again to the people around him who did not notice it. They thought he's saying an insult to Herodias.
法利赛人和希律王都想杀掉他，最终也得逞。这里的狐狸与母鸡形成了鲜明的对比，狐狸会杀死母鸡，所以耶稣再次向周围的人宣讲他的死亡，而这些人却没有注意到，他们以为他是在侮辱希律王。OK，so next very deep question for sister. Jesus wanted to gather Jerusalem children like a hen gather her chicks. What feeling does that now also showing about? 耶稣想聚集耶路撒冷的儿女，像母鸡把小鸡聚集在自己的翅膀下面，并进行保护。这表达了他怎样的想法呢？
It is a very tender image that Jesus wants to gather chicken under his wings. It shows that God never wanted Jesus to be killed and Jerusalem destroyed and the Jews suffer until the day now.
实际上，这是一个非常温馨的画面。耶稣想要用翅膀把所有的小鸡聚拢过来，这表明上帝从未想过耶稣会被杀害，而耶路撒冷则被摧毁，犹太人最终会遭受到的苦难，直到今天。
He wanted to keep them safe, but they did not want. All the time they had other gods and did not what they wanted to do outside God's plan for them.
他想保护其他人，但是这些人却不愿如此，不领情。这些犹太人一直信奉其他神明，并且随心所欲，不按照神的旨意行事。So sad. So the last question for sister today. Jesus said, "They will never see him again until they say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" What that mean? 耶稣说："他们见不到他，直到等他们说‘奉主名而来，是应当称颂’。"这样的话是如何理解呢？
At the end of the time, when we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are already in heaven, then God will take up his relationship with the people of Israel again.
末日将至，当我们认为耶稣基督的教会已经存在在天堂的时候，上帝将再次与以色列人建立民族关系。
At one of these days, they will know and see what they have done with Jesus and that he really was the Messiah, and they will repent for what they had done with him.
终有一天，他们会明白并且看到他们对待耶稣的方式，他们也会明白他是真的弥赛亚，他们会为自己对待他的方式感到悔恨和惋惜。
Then they will cry about this, and Jesus will kill the Antichrist who is in the earth on this day and establish his 1,000 kingdom of peace for us all.
那时他们会为此哭泣，耶稣会杀死如今在世上的敌耶稣基督的所有人，并且为我们所有人建立一个他所在的1000个和平王国。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年4月快乐，我们下期再会。